Good morning all in audio boomland. I hope you are all well. Today is Saturday the 12th of September 2015 and I thought it was more than time that I came on here and did a little boo because I haven't done an audio boom for a while and I am paying for a plus account. Well, Darren paid for a plus account. This week back in London was quite hectic because we have been packing up work stuff to move offices. And you can imagine that when, well, moves at the best of times are not good. And it can be quite stressful moving, and it's true what they say. It was amazing the amount of stuff I actually had and I ended up throwing out because I didn't need it and I had no use for it either. It just happened to be in a drawer. And the reason it was there is because I didn't have to have anything to do with it on a day-to-day basis. So it was just there and it was just there. And I thought, well, hold on a second. You know, I don't need all this rubbish, so I just got rid of it. I'm quite good about that, although everyone has a little tendency of hoarding, I think. Because I think you naturally hoard without meaning to.
It's human nature.
But it's horrible. It really is horrible, hoarding.
It's the hunter-gatherer instinct.
Well, it's just, it might be that, but it is, when you go back through your stuff, you think, why the hell did I keep that in the first place? I don't have a need for it, and I haven't used it for months. And sometimes you don't even use it for years. You don't even remember that you had it or why you kept it in the first place. So it's a bit of a pain. So that's all been going on. And they are moving our stuff to the new office over the weekend. And we are starting there from Monday. Well, I start there on Tuesday, but yeah, so that's all right. Up at Darren's in Great Yarmouth for the weekend as usual. Friday, the journey back yesterday was, well, long. But that's because I got delayed at work and ended up missing my train I usually get. So I got a later train and then had a long wait in Norwich, which was really annoying. Because I got to Norwich at 8:51. It was 8:51. The previous train to Yarmouth would have left at 8:40, which is there's no way they would have held it or anything because there was no need for it because I wouldn't have made the connection, and I wasn't. Yeah. But the annoying thing about it was that I waited then until 9:40 to get on the next Yarmouth service. It's a pity they can't do more than an hour. That's just ridiculous. It's just my opinion and I'm sticking to it. Especially with it being such a popular destination. The assistance was good yet last night. Especially at Norwich, I got met by a really nice lady who's got to know me quite well. And she took Zara for a wee for me, which was very kind. And, it was fine. The time at Norwich did go quite fast because I sat in customer services and I chatted to her and some other people, and obviously people came in and out. So it did go pretty fast. I had to get a taxi from Swift, which was okay. Driver I had was nice and helpful.
BBC News notification. BBC News. Left-winger
Jeremy Corbyn elected as shush, voiceover. I keep forgetting to turn my voiceover off when I do audio boost, but hey-ho. not sure what we're doing this weekend, but I'm sure we will update you.
I guess we're going to Yarmouth soon, aren't we? Or are we?
Probably, yeah. Just drinking my cup of tea.
Second cup of tea of the day.
Yep. The dishwasher's on again. It's bloody noisy. But I don't know, I think it's because it's a tabletop dishwasher that it's really noisy.
Yeah, Mum and Dad's one, you can barely hear it.
Well, my parents' one, you can't hear that well either. It's quiet.
In a way, I like it when you can hear because you know what he's doing.
Yeah, but this one is far too intrusive. I mean, if you were, if you had people to stay and they were staying in the front room, you couldn't have the the dishwasher on because it's too noisy.
Well, certainly not while they're in bed, no, but...
Oh, you put sugar in my tea.
I shouldn't have done.
You did. It's fine, I'll drink it.
Because your tea's a square cup.
What do you mean a square cup?
Well...
Was it the red cup?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's what I drank out of.
Strange, isn't it?
Well, it tastes sweet, let's put it this way, and it's not sweet because it's had a stir with the same spoon as yours.
Well, no, because I must have done without even thinking. Sorry about that.
Oh, well. I'm sure it won't kill me. Just because I don't usually drink tea with sugar doesn't... It's all right. Anyway, anything else to report on my audio boot? Nothing vulgar, don't be silly. Oh, Darren had a... pretty bad ear infection, which he's getting over now because he went to the doctors and was given steroid antibiotic ear drops. And,
yeah, luckily that's going. I'm glad about that because, I mean, alright, I've got a little bit of vision, which is good.
Voiceover, shut the F up.
But...
Sorry about that audio. Go on, carry on.
Because, well, my right ear was practically, well, for all intents and purposes, totally blocked. So as you can imagine, my directional hearing was absolutely messed up. It was screwed up, there was no question of it. The other day, Sultan was here, she was here, but the other day I walked in here, into the front room, which is where we are now, and I have my music system on. Now my music system from where I'm sitting on the couch is directly opposite me, and in order to go into my kitchen, my music system has to be on my right hand side because that's where the kitchen door is. So I was walking in to go to the kitchen. I think I was putting a cup back or something, and my music system sounded like it was coming from the left, although I knew it wasn't. And I'm like, and if it wasn't for the fact that I could see where I was going, I would have completely had no orientation as to, you know, whatsoever. It would have been completely messed up. I wouldn't, So, you know, as you all know, it's quite a scary... It's scary enough when you don't have much orientation, but, you know, when your mind's telling you one thing and your body's telling you something else, it's really confusing. It really is. It's weird. There's still, like, remnants of... Because I can hear myself talking in my ear still.
Oh, yuck.
But, for all intents and purposes, my hearing is back to normal. But I'm still keeping going with the steroid drops, which I'm going to keep going with until... Well, they say keep going until Monday, but I'm going to actually keep going until they bloody finish. And I'm going to make it... Well, I've got another doctor's appointment for next Thursday.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Next Thursday at 3.
So you can get pre-bookables. You told me you couldn't.
I don't think you could, but, yeah.
So is it with the same doctor as you saw, though?
Yes. And I wanted it to be with him because, obviously, He saw what my ear was like before.
Oh, shush.
Yeah, he saw what my ear was like before, so he could make the comparison.
Yeah.
So I want, you know, that's what I wanted and why.
Oh.
And, you know, I didn't mind this doctor. He was fine. He was totally fine with me.
Oh, the doctors generally at your practice have been okay. I mean, there was only one, which is no longer there. He's retired, I think.
Oh, yeah, him.
Who was a bit of a twit. He just...
He was a bit of a twit with you, actually.
Yeah, he was.
You seem kind of unstuck there.
Yeah, but he wasn't... I don't know. I mean, I've seen some nice doctors at your surgery, and I'm not one of those that only... You know, I mean, I'm not like that even with my own doctor's surgery. I don't just wait for one specific doctor to be available. I mean, I know people do that, and I can totally understand why if you have a good rapport with that doctor. The trouble being, if you need to see a doctor and that particular doctor's not available, what are you going to do? It's hard enough getting doctor's appointments nowadays.
It is.
So you kind of... Well, sometimes you have no choice but just take the appointment that you're given.
Yeah, basically.
You know, it's such a rigmarole getting a doctor's appointment nowadays.
Oh, it is. It's jobs worse sometimes. But then I think that depends on who you speak to reception.
Yeah, I mean, some receptionists, particularly in your surgery, are a bit law onto themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean...
That's why I like
Grey Friars. Yeah, Grey Friars, which is a which is actually a GP practice.
It is a practice
up
yeah.
here, so it does have its own registered people, but also it's a walking centre between the hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and
Monday to Sunday,
24/7, you know, all week.
Yeah, which is very good.
And I went to them when my ear was bad. Goodness me, there's a thing about ears. When my right ear was bad, ironically. Well, both my ears felt funny. And I did freak out. You did quite well with yours. But I actually freaked out because I woke up and
yeah,
I said, I can't
funny.
Hear.
I
said, oh,
up.
My God, I can't hear. And I've always had this thing where I would hate to not be able to hear.
Oh, I don't like it either, but
and
I had the sight to back me up, whereas you didn't. That's what makes it even worse for you.
Yeah, anyway, so I went to Greyfriars, and I gave them my details, and they're like, oh, right, okay. And she said, did you used to live up here? And I said, no. I said, I've been seen as a temporary patient, because I have had to go to Darren's doctors before. They said, oh, okay, and they did all the... You know, because when you're a temporary patient, they have to fill in forms and stuff. And the temporary patient stuff is only, like, it's active. Well, the thing is, it's always active, according to the partner doctor in Darren's surgery. But what they do is, the stuff's always stored on their system, but they make it reactive when... You need to go and see somebody, so it's like dormant, kind of.
Yeah, just deactivate.
And it's active for 3 months. So anyway, when you go, usually they have to fill in all sorts of paperwork and stuff, and she did it all for me, because obviously she had the information on the system, so she just did whatever. And I saw a nurse practitioner, and then obviously she called the doctor in because she was needed to. Because I needed antibiotics. And, you know, they were really, really good. I said, could somebody come and, you know, I said, could they come and assist me because I can't see? And she said, oh, yeah, no problem. She said, I'll make sure someone takes you upstairs because for some reason their doctors were upstairs. So I said, okay, no problem. So I said, but you do know that, you know, someone's got to... like come out and get me once I'm there. And they said, yeah, no problem, they will be told that. And true to their word, someone took me upstairs and I waited in like another waiting room bit. And this is when it's like your turn, you go and sit there.
Wasn't this last summer?
Probably. And So they, then the nurse came out and called out my name, and she came towards me and she said, "Oh, do you want me to take my arm?" I said, "Oh, yes, please." So I, you know, she took me. And, you know, and she was very, very good. And then when I went back downstairs to, like, once I'd finished, I said to the receptionist, I said, because I think it was a Saturday.
Yes, it was.
And I said, "Is there a pharmacy near to here I can pick up my prescription from?" And she said, "Oh, yeah, there is." And ironically, they're called, they are called Greyfriars, but the two are not linked.
I think that's where the old Greyfriars Centre used to be.
And I said, "Oh, do you know where it is?" And she went, "Oh, yeah." And she tried to tell me, and she went, "Hold on," she said, I'll get someone to show you." And I said, "Oh, right, okay." So then she actually spoke to someone who could cover her reception. She said, "I'll take you." And then she said, "Oh, the nurse you saw is going to take you." And I'm like, "Really?" So the nurse I saw came out and she guided us to a Greyfriars. And I think that was very, very kind of her to do that.
It was.
Because obviously she was on duty and she obviously got someone else to do what she had to do to go and take me. And I said, "Look, I'm really sorry. I said, I'm taking you away from your job." She said, "It's not a problem." She said, "You obviously need to get your prescription because I know it's important." And obviously she realised, because, you know, when there was no point in not telling her, that I'm totally blind and I need to be able to hear where I'm going and what I'm doing. I had Zara with me. And Darren was with me. But she guided me, and then I got a taxi home from Greyfriars, the pharmacy. And they were okay in there. They sort of said hello to Zara. And I now know, for anyone in the Great Yarmouth area, that the Greyfriars, the pharmacy, is actually open on a Sunday. It's not always easy to find a pharmacy open on a Sunday.
No, it's not.
So if you need one, they are open.
Useful to know.
So, yeah, my experience at Greyfriars, the walk-in centre, I have to say was probably much better than my experience at the Family Health Centre, where Darren's doctors are. I'm not saying they weren't good, the Family Health Centre. I'm not saying they didn't see me, because I've always managed to get an appointment one way or other, but I have always got one. But there was just something about, if I really had to go to Greyfriars, the walking centre, on my own, I could and I would.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, they would help you.
Well, they did that day. I that was my first experience of them, and they were very good. And they, you know, I guess it's probably because they're a walk-in centre that it wasn't such an issue. Whenever I make an appointment to go to the health centre, they always say, "Oh," and I always have to say, "I need someone to fill in my paperwork." And they're like, "Oh." And a few times they've said, "Oh, have you not got someone with you to do it?" And I'm like, "No." But I was never asked that at the walk-in centre, never. They never said, because I phoned up the walk-in centre initially to say that I had the problem and could I come in? And they said, "Oh, yeah, no problem. We can't give you an appointment, but, yeah, you can come in." And I said, "Well, I am totally blind and I'm going to need someone to complete paperwork on my, for me." And they said, "Oh, that's fine, no problem, you know, it's not a problem at all." And it really wasn't. People at Family Health Centre have completed the paperwork because they've had to. But, you know, it's never been a problem as such, but they've always kind of said, "Oh, have you not got someone to do it?" Most of the time I have been there a few times, quite a few times, and I'm surprised once they've found me on the system, that it doesn't say I'm blind, because I've asked for it to be put on there. Mm-hmm. Well, I've asked it to be put on my own doctor's surgery anyway. So when I go to the, if I go to the health centre again, I'll have to make sure that it's on there. But they always say, oh, could you come in 15 minutes before the appointment so we can complete the paperwork? Now, it doesn't take that long to complete the paperwork. I'm sorry, it doesn't. Because there's not a huge amount on there that you need to put on.
It's just your name, date of birth.
Your address, your doctor's details, which for someone writing print isn't a big deal. And then they obviously input it onto the system. Well, they input parts of it, because I've been on their system before. It's not like creating it brand new.
So it comes up automatically?
Yeah, I think it does. Well, it must do. Because it did when I went to the health... walk-in centre. Obviously, I gave them my name and home address because I don't live up here. And they found me. So, you know, it can be done.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't, and I mean, that's fine saying, you know, 15 minutes before the appointment. Okay, I'll go with that. But then you end up waiting God knows how long to be seen. I went to the walk-in centre, and I might have been very lucky that day, but I was told I would be seen within 45 minutes, and I actually was. Because I expected to be there, well, I don't know how long, but at that time, I didn't care, my ear hurt. And I couldn't hear anything, so properly.
And as I had an ear infection.
Yeah, I did. But I needed to be treated, so I waited. And I guess you do, don't you? I mean, as frustrating as it is to wait at a walk-in centre, you know, and I think walk-in centres are a great idea, because it takes people away from having to go to casualty when they don't need to.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, before walk-in centres were even invented or opened or whatever you want to call it, everybody, whatever was or the evening,
in for the common cold, casualty.
Whatever was wrong with you, you went to casualty. Well, waiting at casualty is long enough. You can imagine how much longer it is when you don't have anything that serious wrong with you.
Well, exactly. Yeah, but that's the reason why
it takes. And to be honest, it's a bit of a mockery, because it's taking them away from, dealing with emergencies. Which is what accident and emergency is for, because it is called A&E.
And it is now.
Well, yeah, I know it used to be called casualty, but it was never a casualty having your ear. I mean, all right, it's not nice. It's horrible not being able to hear, but it certainly isn't a casualty.
No, it's not.
It's not an emergency case.
Not unless there's blood coming out of your ear, but yeah.
Well, exactly. Or if you, got a headache, or you got, I don't know, well, headaches could be serious, so you could go to casualty. But the point I'm trying to make is there's a lot of things, you know, that could be dealt with by a nurse.
Yeah, that are uncomfortable, but not necessarily emergency.
Well, they're not life-threatening, and there's, like, life-threatening people needing treatment that actually go to casualty.
Yeah.
Why take away? The resources are stretched enough. Why take that away?
Oh, no, especially if they're going to try and close Grey Friars down.
Well, hopefully they won't, because of...
Well, we need it. People need that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, especially in a place like Yarmouth, because lots of people come here as tourists.
Yeah.
You know, you can imagine how many people come on holiday and they get a bug, or they get an upset stomach, or they get whatever. They fall over on the beach and they graze, you know, whatever.
And it gets infected.
You know, and why would you, it's just would stop the cluttering and taking up of resources at casualty.
Well, I remember back in, was it 1999? It was the year of the eclipse, I gave it in 1999. We were in Cornwall, and I went down with one hell of a nasty bug. We had to go to the doctor. My temperature went to about 103.
Oh, God. Well, that is a casualty. Well, kind of.
Well, it was borderline, let's put it like that. But we went, I was out of commission for about almost a week of a holiday. luckily, by the time the eclipse came round, I was able to, well, no, more to the point, I was adamant I was going to go and watch it. I didn't care how I felt, I was adamant.
Mm.
But as luck would have it, by that time I was starting to improve.
Mm.
I still felt quite weak, but I was starting to improve. But the point is, back then, back in 1999, there wasn't walking centres, so you had to make an appointment with a local doctor. It wasn't any choice.
Mm. And I bet that was quite hard to do that as well, make an appointment with a local doctor. Because the trouble is, because they have their own patients as well.
Yeah.
Then it's taking up. I mean, if I need to go and see someone up here, I think I would just go to the walk-in centre and I'd just wait.
It's a damn sight easier, to be honest.
Because as annoying as it is, it's guaranteed that you'll be seen.
Yeah. I mean, we were lucky because the caravan site that we went to, we've been going to it on and off for about 15 years, 10, 15 years. So we actually had a very good reputation with them and with the staff and everything. So actually they helped us to get an appointment. So
that's good.
You know.
But as I say, you know, I would go and I would go and sit at the walk-in centre. Yes, it's annoying, and you know, who wants to sit and wait to, you know, ages? But if there was something I needed to be looked at, then quite honestly, I've made an appointment at the surgery, and I've been there and sat there and sat there and sat there and you know and. What's the difference? Okay, I've got an appointment.
Well, I did but... the other day.
Yeah, I know you did.
I was getting really annoyed.
Because your appointment was at 5 on Monday.
Oh, they took me 6. I'm like... I was getting really frustrated.
I thought there was going to be a clamp down on that at your surgery.
Well, as it turned out, the doctor that I was seeing was the only one on because...
What?
Yeah, because the other one was away.
Oh, my God.
So he was the only one seeing everybody.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I know.
So why did they not get a locum in then?
I don't know, because the poor bug was rushed off his feet.
Oh, God. My God, he probably didn't finish that night until stupid o'clock.
Well, exactly. Yeah, but this is the point of... Yeah, but this justifies the point you were making about stretched resources.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, GPs... surgeries are very stretched with what they have to do and the doctors available to them.
That's why it really annoys me if people make appointments and don't turn up. I think they should be fined for it.
Well, you know, have the decency to cancel it. Exactly. That's what I would say about that. Unless you really can't for whatever reason. But then people would say that, I suppose.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up now and I will... come back and do another boo very soon. Take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
Capital F. Low battery. 20% of battery. Dismiss.
Button. Thank you, voiceover. Oops. Ow.
31 minutes. Pause recording.
Button. Thank you. Goodbye. Okay, I know I said goodbye on this audio boo. But as I haven't actually, well, you obviously know I haven't uploaded it, I might as well add to the end. So today, Saturday, Darren and I went into Great Yarmouth and had lunch at Market Row Cafe, or later on in the afternoon. Had some lunch at Market Row Cafe. Did some shopping at Wilko's, had a really nice and friendly lady called Carol help us round, who knew their products, well, actually say knows their products, and was very, very helpful, to say the least. I didn't have to try really hard with her or anything.
She was very good, actually,
She knew
Carol.
Exactly what I wanted and found me what I wanted. Then we had a drink at Starbucks, came home, just put our shopping away. Well, not just, because we've been home quite a few hours. As it's like 11 o'clock in the evening
let's put our shopping away now, quick.
Put our shopping away. Just been chilling out, put some washing on, and now listening to From the Heart on Treehouse with Buffy. So if you want to tune in, that will be good. I really am going to publish this now, but I thought I might as well add my day, or our day, on the end of this audio boom.
And why not indeed?
I hope you're all doing well and have had a lovely day. Weather here has been nice. And and that's it now. So I really am going to upload this. Speak soon. 29 minutes. Pause recording. Button.